course, I would just let it be the thing, you know, but she wanted me to come on. So all the way up there, you know, she said, we were both skipping along, you know, and she'd say, acidity, you know, trying to remember what this drug was. When we got in that drugstore, that druggist looked down at her, you know, and she was red. And he said, "And yes, little lady," he said, "what will you have?" She said, "Mama wants some fit of the ass." Fit of the ass. But she, you know, she got it backwards. Of course, he laughed at her, you know. Well, it embarrassed the heck out of her. And, of course, when I come back home, you know, he knew what she wanted. He'd give it to her, you know. And it was all right to use acidity, see. But I thought that fit of the ass was a bad word, you know. Of course, I told my mother, you know. And I said, "You know what Lois told that druggist?" "What?" I said, "She asked for some fit of the ass." And of course, it got away from my sister's mind. And she still remembers that to this day, you know, fit of the ass, by acidity.
Okay. Now, a man who got shot, say he didn't recover, you might say he
passed away. Doctor didn't save him.
His best, but he just cashed his chips in. Did he ever have any other ones for us like that?
Went to the Happy Hunting Ground.
Went to the Marble Orchard.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Kicked the bucket.
Kick the bucket.
All right. You might say.
Went to see his maker.
He's been dead a week. Nobody's figured out what he.
He's been dead a week. Nobody.
What he died
from?
Died from. Okay. Now, a place where people are buried is called.
Skull Orchard.
The what?
Skull Orchard.
The Skull Orchard.
A graveyard. Cemetery.
And the box you buried in, you call that the box you put him in, that's the...
Well, that was a coffin.
All right. And he was an important man, you might say. Everybody turned out for his
funeral.
Now, the people dressed in black, you'd say they were...
In mourning.
They were, okay. Somebody meets you on the street, they say, "Says, how are you today?" You feel about average, you might say, "Oh, I'm
doing all right.
Okay, all right.
I'm fine."
Okay. And somebody's troubled, you might say to them, "Oh, it'll come out all right.
Everything's all right. Everything will work itself out.
Don't
worry.
Don't worry." Now, that old disease of the joints, about getting in this finger, do you call that?
Arthritis.
Arthritis. What was that severe throat disease? Blisters in your throat, and inside your throat. Children used to choke in the night. It was called children.
Whooping cough.
Whooping cough.
Tonsillitis. Diphtheria.
Okay. What about the disease that made you turn yellow?
Yellow jaundice.
Yellow jaundice. Okay.
And malaria did. Malaria made you turn yellow.
Yeah, that's true also. What about the you got a real bad pain down inside here.
Appendicitis.
Okay, you didn't have an operation for it, appendicitis. Now, somebody ate something he didn't agree with. He'd say he had to...
Had to herb.
He had to herb it?
Throw up.
Throw up, okay. All right. What about crude words for it?
Vomit.
Vomit. Which is more crude, throw up or vomit?
Well, vomit, you know.
Okay. Person vomited, you say they were sick?
With the stomach.
Sick of the stomach, okay. Speaking about, we've gone into some of them, but we'll go through it. Now, boy spends a lot of time with a girl, you might say that he's
courting.
He's courting. Okay.
Spooning.
Spooning. His girlfriend is called his
sweetheart.
And she calls him her
boyfriend.
Now, girl doesn't marry a boy. You might say she does what to him?
Rejects him.
Yeah. Or she does what?
Cast him off.
Cast him off. She turned him down or
left him at the altar or not that.
But if everything comes out right, you finally get
married.